if Skagway is able to come back and win this game, it's not going to be long before they play again. They'll play at 1:30 this afternoon, so they don't get much of a break. Whichever team wins this game is going to play very quickly again at 1:30. So it's not an easy bracket to be in that B bracket. You want to be in that A bracket as long as you can. It's not a true double elimination tournament either. There is a championship game, and the loser of the championship game has to then go and play the winner of the B bracket to determine who actually is second place. So it's a kind of an interesting concept there. Shot by Micah Cook, no good from the free throw line. Thomas comes down with a rebound, gets it up quickly to Tips, and Tips is in the forecourt. He's surrounded by three Skagway players. He loses the ball on the floor, but nobody knows it except for him. Gets it back. That was interesting. Over to Johnny Jennings, and Jennings loses the ball. Gets it to Colby Silverthorne anyway, picks it up, and Jennings has an open shot. His shot missed. Rebound into the hands of Alex Ackerman. Nice defensive stand by Skagway, triple-teaming the ball down low, making sure that they're not giving an inch to that Thorn Bay offense. And Panthers have the ball now in the forecourt. Colton Blyle gets it over on the right-hand side to Danny Brady. Danny Brady wants to drive in, and they're a little bunched up, gets it over on the baseline to Ackerman. Ackerman, a couple of dribbles, high off glass, just misses. Rebound fought for by Danny Brady, unable to come down with it, and ball goes into the hands of the Wolverines. And the Thorn Bay Wolverines bring it into the forecourt with Dylan Tips. Dylan gets it over on the left-hand side to Clint Thomas. Clint Thomas loses his dribble. There's Danny Brady to pick it up. Oh, Danny Brady tried to get up with the basketball, and if you recover the ball while you're down, you can't get up because that's a travel. So that's a traveling violation. Ball back to Thorn Bay. Thorn Bay has it on the left-hand side with Dylan Tips, their point guard. And Danny Brady strips Tips of the ball, unable to come up with it, and Wyatt unable to assist in picking that up. Wyatt Belial was close by, but just wasn't able to bend down and pick it up. So ball goes back to Thorn Bay, and they miss a 8-foot jump shot. Ball goes back to Skagway. As Danny Brady tries to bring the ball up on the right side, he's fouled by Dylan Tips. And that will be an inbound situation for Skagway. And Danny Brady looking a little winded out there. He's a little hunched over. Going to need some help on the inbounds. Tries to get it over to Cook. Cook unable to handle it, but Ackerman was there to help out. Ackerman gets the ball in the corner to Wyatt Belial. Wyatt Belial back up top now to Colton. And Colton's going to try and set up a little bit of an offensive strategy here. It's kind of a double pick trying to be set by Cook and Brady, but both of them were moving, and so that is a foul. Moving pick is a foul, and ball will go back over to Thorn Bay. 10 to the score with 6 minutes to go in the first half of play here this morning in Sitka, Alaska at Mount Edgecombe High School. Dylan Tips has the ball now for Thorn Bay. Gets it over to Clint Thomas. Clint Thomas, ooh, a nice dribble drive into the lane, but a shot, no good. Who comes up with the rebound? That's Micah Cook. Comes down with the rebound. Gets it over to the guard, Colton Belial. Colton wants to push it up the court, and Johnny Jennings is there to defend. Cuts it off nicely. Good defensive position by Jennings, making sure that Colton just couldn't get right to the hoop. Colton now working off a pick from Cook over on the right-hand side. He's got a little seam. He wants to bring it into the lane. Instead, gets it back out to Danny Brady. Danny Brady wanting the dribble drive as well. He's a couple of nice moves, ends up picking up his dribble. He's guarded heavily by Dylan Tips, and Thorn Bay able to come down with a steal. Into the forecourt they go. Thomas puts up a shot, no good. Rebound to Ackerman. Ackerman takes one dribble and gets it over into the hands of Colton Belial. So Skagway's got a Thorn Bay squad that's a little cold from the field here this morning, and that's good news for Skagway, except Thorn Bay is playing a staunch defensive game, and they force another turnover from guard Colton Belial. Out of bounds goes the ball, and it goes back into the hands of Thorn Bay. Clint Thomas with the ball, a couple dribbles, and a layup off the right-hand side. It was about a 5-foot layup, so a little more than a layup, but he puts it in. And on the inbounds play, Danny Brady unable to get the ball into the hands of Colton Belial, and ball goes underneath the stands. And out of bounds, it will be Thorn Bay basketball, 12 to the score, 4:45 on the clock here in the first half. Clint Thomas to inbound. Gets it over to brother Austin. Cross court to Tips. Tips is 12-footer, no good, from the elbow. And Colton Belial comes down with a rebound, Skagway basketball. Colton gets a pick from Micah Cook. tries to get it down on the baseline to Ackerman, but the ball never gets that far. Picked up by Clint Thomas, and Ackerman gets his hands in, forces the jump ball. Possession arrow favoring Thorne Bay on this possession. And it is Thorne Bay basketball. Dillon tips into the forecourt, gets it down low to Johnny Jennings. Johnny Jennings with a nice turnaround move, unable to hit the shot. Ball comes down into the hands of Ackerman. Ackerman gets it out to Wyatt Belisle, and they got numbers that they hustle, but Wyatt just turns, starts dribbling up the court, and he's got four Thorne Bay players in back of him. They pop the ball out, and they get the ball back. They try to get the ball up into the middle of the lane and turn the ball right back over. Picked up by Micah Cook. Now Colton Belisle has it. And Colton's working on the right side. Danny Brady sets a pick for Belisle, but he was moving a little bit, according to the official, and that will be another foul on Skagway. Okay, so I'm wrong. They did call the foul on Clint Thomas, not on Skagway. And that's the seventh team foul on Thorne Bay, which will send the Panthers to the free throw line, shooting a one-on-one situation. Colton Belisle is at the free throw line, and he will shoot a one-on-one. Takes his time at the free throw line, gets set. First shot up by Colton is off the front of the rim. Ball's live after that, and rebounded by Thorne Bay. Quickly into the forecourt. Dillon Tips now has it on the left-hand side. Gets it over to Clint Thomas. Clint Thomas works into the lane. Nice little 7-foot hook shot from Clint Thomas in the lane. Knocks it down. 14-2 the score now. Wolverines over Panthers. Colton Belisle working off a pick, and now he's got a little seam to the hoop, but that's quickly filled up. Thorne Bay a little late getting to the spot, and a foul is called underneath. That foul is going to go against Nate Ayers from Thorne Bay, his first. Colton Belisle going back to the line. Let's see if his second chance here at the free throw line pans out a little bit better than his first one. First free throw from Colton up and off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Thorne Bay, and that rebounding edge is growing evermore as Thorne Bay is dominating Skagway on the glass. Dillon Tips brings it into the forecourt. A nice little shot off glass from the left-hand side with the right hand goes in, and it is 16-2 with 3:28 to go here in the half. Danny Brady loses the ball out of bounds after a pass from Colton Belisle on the right-hand side. He was harassed by Tips, and ball goes back to Thorne Bay. So Dillon Tips has it now, their guard. Over in the corner, it goes to Thomas. Thomas back to Tips. Tips gets it over to Jennings. Jennings back to Tips. Tips is looking at a three-pointer, but instead gets it down low to Thomas. Thomas' shot is blocked by Micah Cook, and ball goes back to the Panthers. Danny Brady looking to bring the ball up into the forecourt. He's got it. Almost loses it out of bounds on the left, but is able to corral it. Gets it back up to Colton Belisle, and Colton Belisle sets up the offense a little bit. Working off a Cook pick, gets it over on the right side, gets bottled up, needs some help, travels, isn't called for it. Harassed and ball stripped out of his hands by Austin Thomas, and now it is Thorne Bay basketball. Quickly into the forecourt, Tips puts up a shot from the left side, he misses it, rebound to Thorne Bay, and Ayers throws up a shot, no good, rebound to Thorne Bay. Jennings looks like he's the one who's going to be the recipient of this foul call, and Johnny Jennings is going to go to the line to shoot two. Timeout on the court called by Coach Kent Fielding. Looks like that foul is going to go against Alex Ackerman. And that will be the first foul on Ackerman. And Skagway boys looking a little winded here. They're set up pretty nicely at a vacation home in downtown Sitka. Apparently it's quite lovely, maybe a little small with all the boys all shoved in there, but who knows? I haven't actually visited. But Sitka is just a beautiful little town, all sorts of quaint coffee shops and a nice little old bookstore. I've heard it's the best bookstore in Southeast Alaska. I don't know if you run a bookstore and you're not that one. I'm sure that your bookstore is amazing as well. And I'm playing favorites. I haven't been into it. I don't know. That's just what I heard. So 2:27 left to go in the half. It is 16-2 the score here from Mount Edgecombe High. Striding up to the free throw line, Johnny Jennings. Johnny Jennings is going to shoot two. And his first free throw attempt is up and no good. Short and to the left. Jennings with a second free throw now. It's up. It's no good as well. But Thorne Bay's there. Sneaks in the box out by Ackerman. Never materialized. And that left that rebound wide open to be pulled down by one of the Thomas brothers. And they missed. However, Skagway came down with the rebound. So it's still 18-2 the score. 2:11 now here to go in the half. Colton Belisle wants to work on the right-hand side. Gets a baseline jump shot opportunity. Just misses it. Skagway's shots just aren't falling. There's a big lid on that rim today for Skagway. And Thorne Bay has the ball now. They're on the left-hand side with tips. Gets it over to Clint Thomas. Clint Thomas dribble into the lane and throws it away. Ackerman comes up with it. And his outlet pass is picked off by Thomas. And now Thomas has the ball down low. Gets it out to Jennings. And Jennings kind of corral the basketball. He takes a couple of steps in, a couple dribbles, and a jump step. Gets it back out to Dylan Tips. Dylan Tips is wide open from three. Is he going to take it? No, he's going to take a step in, and he's going to knock down the 18-foot jump shot. Nice play by Dylan Tips to give what the defense was offering, or to take what the defense was offering anyway. Colton Belisle now for Skagway gets it up into the forecourt. Loose dribble from Belisle is picked off by Clint Thomas, and the quick pass up the court is going to be a little bit too long for Dylan Tips, and out of bounds, ball will go back to Skagway. Danny Brady set to inbound. He needs a little help as Colton Belisle is double-teamed on the inbounds pass. And Colton Belisle was shoved to the ground and called for the travel at the same time by the official. 20-2 the score, and ball's in the Thorne Bay hands one more time. Harris gets it up into the free throw line area to Jennings. Jennings takes a couple of dribbles away from the hoop and throws up a wild shot. And it's pulled down by Micah Cook, and Micah Cook's outlet pass over to Colton Belisle picked off. But on the pickoff attempt, ball does go out of bounds off of Thorne Bay. Danny Brady to inbound the ball, looking for some help. Tries to get it up to Wyatt Belisle. The ball was tipped trying to get to Wyatt, and Wyatt kind of punched it out of bounds, so it's going to stay Skagway basketball. They saw the tip and not the punch. Colton Belisle now with the ball after the inbounds pass from Brady. So Colton's on the upper key area, gets it over in the left-hand side after a kind of a kick over to Ackerman. Ackerman takes a dribble. It pops up into his chest area, and he shoots it, but it was too hot a shot. And rebound comes down to Thorne Bay. Thorne Bay quickly into the forecourt. Ayers is going to try a three-point bomb with kind of a goofy shot. It wasn't a textbook sort of rhythm from Ayers, and he missed the shot, and rebound comes down to Skagway. And that's a foul. It's going to be on Johnny Jennings, I believe. Danny Brady went to set a pick for Colton Belisle to try and free him. And Jennings just ran right through and over Danny Brady. So Danny Brady mucking it up on the court again. He's a hustle kid. He's a scrapper. And he's going to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. 20-2 the score with 26 seconds left to go in the half. Danny Brady steps up to the line, takes his time. First shot up, no good. And rebound comes down to Thorne Bay. Nice box out by Austin Thomas. Dylan Tips has the ball now over to Jennings and over to Clint Thomas on the right-hand side. Clint Thomas takes a dribble into the lane. Off the glass, no good. Micah Cook has it, and he tries to pass it to Colton Belisle, but he throws it right into the hands of Austin Thomas, who has a point-blank layup opportunity. And now Colton Belisle has no time left on the clock for a pass. He needed to shoot it from about half court. Didn't get that shot up. And Deuces are wild after the first half. 22-2 is the score going into half. Thorne Bay Wolverines up over Skagway. And as I said, the winner of this game is going to go ahead and play again at 1:30. So that's a quick turnaround for either one of these teams. Neither one very deep. Thorne Bay's got 8 players dressed, and they tend to play just 6. So whoever's going to be in that game this afternoon is going to be pretty tired. Now, the Skagway girls do play later today. 11:45 this morning, Skagway girls are going to play against Hoonah, who suffered a loss to Angoon last night. Skagway also lost their opening round game to Yakutat. They got whooped up by Yakutat. 63-8 was that final score yesterday afternoon.